You are listening to the audio production of One Bad Apple, part of the Once Upon a Western series by Rachel Covasini, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by White Rook Press and is read by Steve Corona. To access material associated with this audio product, please refer to the supplemental PDF paired with your audiobook, if available. For Larry and our kids, with love and devotion. For Deborah, who sees better from a distance. In honor of Sidney Poitier. Soli Deo Gloria. Author's Note. America's old west of the 1800s was a very diverse place. Americans of every skin tone contributed to the building of this great nation, but Western fiction and films have not always reflected this fact. In this book series, I am attempting to highlight that real-life diversity in a way that stays true to history while presenting fictional stories. One Bad Apple has the most diverse cast in the series so far, as the majority of the characters in this book are black. I have not attempted to recreate any specific speech patterns, accents, or dialects for my characters. I knew that it would be impossible for me to write dialogue that accurately represents dialects spoken by characters who grew up in such diverse places as New Orleans, Ohio, Illinois, and Tennessee. I consulted with sensitivity readers while creating this book. They shared their invaluable knowledge and understanding with me, and I thank them for that. I strove to present black characters in a way that is accurate to the history of America and also sensitive toward today's readers. Any inaccurate or insensitive writing that may remain is my own mistake and not theirs. If you are interested in learning more about black Americans in the Old West, I have included a list of suggested titles in the supplemental PDF included with this audiobook that will give you some ideas for where to start learning more about their contributions to American history. I have tried to use language that would be accurate to the time period but not be harshly offensive to modern readers. Please be aware that some archaic terms used by characters in this book are not words we should use ourselves today. Rachel Covasini, July 2020. Missouri, 1873. Chapter 1.
He's the one!
Mrs. Malone pointed a slender brown finger at me.
"Take him away! He did this! He took my husband from me!"
She seemed to choke on the words.
"And my daughter!"
"She was your stepdaughter,"
I corrected her. No one heard me over the clamor raised by all those around us. Everyone either burst out weeping afresh or discussed Mrs. Malone's words and what they should do about them. About me. My sisters and little cousins huddled in shocked silence near me, away from the mourners, at the edge of the camp, as if they were somehow guilty too because they happened to be related to me. Me, the orphan boy about to get hauled away for the deaths of a righteous old man and the kindest girl who ever walked these trails to the west. Where was Jacob? I looked around, trying to see beyond the edges of the crowd. Where could he be? Sanderson stepped toward me, away from Mrs. Malone.
"I'll see he gets what he deserves, don't you worry."
Mrs. Malone gave herself over to her grieving and sank down on the ground, her anguish louder than the rest. She was the widow, after all. Only right she should cry the loudest. Folks would expect it. Sanderson pulled my arms behind my back and slid a coil of rope over my right hand.
"I didn't do this."
I swiveled my head around so I could see him.
"It's all a mistake."
A new fear gripped my 14-year-old mind tighter than Sanderson could ever bind my hands. What if he took me away too soon, before the burying?
"I didn't do this,"
I screamed so loudly that the gathered people looked my way. They'd heard me even over all that mournful noise. All the faces I could see were varying shades of brown. Some so light you could almost call them white, and some so dark they did look truly black by comparison. But the only white faces there were mine and Sanderson's, and my sisters and cousins, of course. Sanderson looped the rope around my left hand and yanked it so tight it bit into my wrists and threw me off balance, making me stumble backward. My sisters began crying when they realized I was about to be dragged off to jail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?